On Monday, Marty Walsh will be sworn in as Boston's first new mayor in a generation. It'll be a new beginning for the city, but also an ending. This morning, WBUR's David Scharfenberg looks back at the career and the legacy of the departing Boston mayor, Tom Menino.
March 28, 2013. Tom Menino stands at the podium at Faneuil Hall. His wife, Angela, his two children and six grandchildren at his side.
I'm here with the people I love. To tell the city I love, that I will leave the job that I love.
Menino, who turned 71 last week, leaves a city undoubtedly stronger than the one he inherited. There is a new park in West Roxbury on the site of an old dump, gleaming new office towers and a long, forlorn stretch of South Boston now known as the Innovation District. Success has bred real problems, growing inequality, housing priced beyond reach, problems his successor, Marty Walsh, will have to confront. But polls show the mayor leaving office an enormously popular figure, king of this cosmopolitan city, an unlikely perch for an inarticulate politician from Hyde Park.
Next on Neighborhoods, meet Tom Menino, a behind-the-scenes look at grassroots Boston politics.
A 1983 WGBH television documentary found Menino waging his first campaign for city council and already slipping into the malapropisms that would define his regular guy mayoralty. Here he is in a wood-paneled living room, practicing his announcement speech.
It will demand someone who understands those issues, like physical policy.
Physical. It's coming out physical.
But the documentary also shows a man, then a legislative aide, with a firm grip on the nuts and bolts of local politics, a talent that would earn him the nickname Urban Mechanic and the loyalty of thousands of voters.
We've had problems with the water coming out of George Wright Golf Course. Mr. Menino's been able to get us in touch with who can get the problem fixed.
A decade later, in 1993, Menino won the city council presidency. And when Mayor Ray Flynn left to take a post as ambassador to the Vatican, he became acting mayor. At first, he was not considered a favorite in the race to succeed Flynn. But the acting mayor made skillful use of the office, announcing a freeze in water rates and security upgrades at senior housing. Menino swamped Jim Brett in the election. And over the next two decades, no one would ever come close to beating him. Menino took over a city just pulling out of a sharp recession. One of his early challenges was a troubling spike in violent crime in neighborhoods like Four Corners in Dorchester. The Reverend Eugene Rivers lived there in the mid-90s and was a central figure in the fight against gang violence.
In Four Corners, there were young men that would stand out on the roofs at Algonquin and Bradley with AK-47s and shotguns, right up in the roofs, and patrol a major, you know, kind of a crack cocaine drug cartel.
Rivers gives Menino credit for curbing the violence. Murder is down 60% since he took office, and more broadly for leading Boston to greater safety and prosperity. But many in Boston's Black and Latino communities lament the city's growing economic inequality, a problem Menino himself has acknowledged in his closing weeks in office. And they've raised concerns about education. In 1996, in his State of the City address at the troubled Jeremiah Burke High School, Menino pledged to improve the schools.
I expect you to hold me accountable to what I have said tonight. If I fail to bring about these specific reforms, then judge me harshly.
The schools have made gains in the last 20 years. Test scores have shot up in some grades. Dropout rates have declined to historic lows. But the achievement gap separating white students from their Black and Latino peers remains stubbornly wide. If progress has been uneven in places, though, there have been some unmistakable triumphs. Center Cut's Salon and Spa in Roslindale Village is just down the street from a high-end cheese shop and a bistro that serves up salmon with an apricot candied jalapeno crust. Co-owner Charlie McCarthy leads a tour of his waxing, massage, and pedicure rooms.
That's all Italian tile. Marble. He built it like an old Italian villa.
When Menino first ran for city council in 1983, he campaigned on turning around this area, then known as Roslindale Square. It was not so welcoming back then. There were muggings. Grates came down at night. But block by block, the urban mechanic oversaw a revitalization, grants for new storefronts, an overhaul of the municipal parking lot, a farmer's market.
The streets used to be filthy.
Again, Charlie McCarthy.
And I come by here every morning, and they're cleaning this. I mean, it's the little things.
The flashier development has come downtown, a 625-foot tower going up here at the site of the old Filene's at Downtown Crossing, and an entire district, the Innovation District, going up on the South Boston waterfront. Development has been a thorny issue for the mayor. Critics say he's favored certain developers, exercised too much control. A few years back, Menino poked fun at himself in a video spoof when he struck a Godfather-like pose during an audience with a developer.
We've known each other for many years. This is the first time you came to me for advice.
But critics say his tightly controlled approach to development has had consequences. Drab architecture, hefty tax breaks that have shortchanged affordable housing programs. And observers say the mayor gets only partial credit for Boston's building boom. The last 20 years have seen a broad revival for American cities, with business and the larger culture placing new value on the density and creativity of urban spaces. Paul Grogan, president of the Boston Foundation, says the city was especially well-positioned for the innovation economy, with a network of hospitals and universities that predated Menino. But, he adds,
the mayor has done the blocking and tackling of city government very, very well, which enables us to realize the benefits of those other trends. He's been financially very responsible. He's had an administration of integrity. There haven't been any scandals or anything like that.
And so the urban mechanic, a man attuned to potholes and street signs and city budgets, presided over a transformational period in the city's history. Polling suggests Menino could have remained at the helm, could have won re-election this fall, as he always did. But a series of ailments slowed him down and convinced him to step aside. His farewell speech at Faneuil Hall seemed destined to be the emotional peak of his final months in office. But the Boston Marathon bombings put Menino front and center one last time. The mayor learned about the attack in his hospital room. In the days that followed, he checked himself out several times to attend briefings and press conferences, a hospital bracelet still dangling from his wrist. Then, at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, he pulled himself out of his wheelchair and stood on a broken leg. His voice hoarse, he delivered a speech this son of Hyde Park had never quite managed before. A wounded mayor tending to a wounded city.
Love has covered this resilient city. I have never loved it and its people more than I do today.
On Monday, Mayor Thomas M. Menino will step down after 20 years in office. More than a little love directed his way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.